shifted a bit.
So yeah. Kind of,
how does that happen?
Yeah, I've been biking everywhere.
And
I feel just the unfittest I've ever felt.
Mm.
I feel unfit, but I just want to go swimming, and there's nowhere to go swimming.
No.
You can't swim anywhere. There's nowhere.
So even the Hallsville pools?
Yeah. Nothing's open. You can't go swimming in the sea because of the sewage. You can't go, none of the pools.
Does that go to school?
No, it's Wednesday. They're talking about school opening. Yeah.
He'll be thinking, oh, damn it.
Yeah.
Everyone else gets to stay at home.
Mind you, I think it'll be quite good.
Oh, mate, sorry, I forgot you were coming in. Come in.
I know you're probably having a meeting, but I want to come and say hello.
No, sit down and we'll have a cup. We're just having a cup of tea, so come and join us.
Oh.
Do you want a tea or a coffee?
I'll have a coffee, please. Thank you.
We're alive. We are alive.
But how are you going? How's your home?
Yeah, it's livable. Which is more than what a lot of people have got.
Do
you
have sugar and milk?
One and a bit of sugar and milk.
Friends, her mum's in the CTV
for me. I'm going to give you a hug because I thought you would. I haven't been able to do that yet, darling.
Thank you. We're all alive, though.
Here we are.
Yeah, our best man's wife's in there.
So Megan,
she's
Megan was in Australia as well, and she just couldn't get through to anyone. And
well, if anybody thought I was giving up smoking, forget it.
No.
That's what I said to one thing I said to Jay, so we were like cleaning up the house.
No?
And I said, I wonder how many alcoholics are drinking right now.
Well, it's
you
say,
darling.
My hands are cold.
You say, but I just washed them, but that doesn't matter. I'm all right.
So that's the first thing I checked when I got home. I was like, is my wine
alright? Mm-hmm. Did you, darling?
Yes. And then I had to wait. I couldn't actually get home. I had to park my car by the hospital and walk. And it was so scary. I was just didn't, oh my god. Walking through town and after that, everyone's going the opposite direction to me. And I'm really thinking, what the fuck? And just, it was just unbelievable town. And just the helicopters and everything. I just stood out at my front gate with the biggest glass of wine, waiting for James to come home because I didn't want to be inside.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was so scary. And then as soon as he got there, it was just like, I have to bike out of here, I have to get out of here. So we just biked to Mum's and we haven't been able to get back into our place since.
Because it'll be in the cordon, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Oh, it is within the cordon, darling. I didn't realise where you lived.
And what about you, Sarah? Your house in the cordon, or is it just outside?
Just outside of it, right side of Bewley. So.
And is the house?
House is fine. Our driveway, the little car, I'm surprised it makes it over. It's just so we want the sewage for months, or whatever. So. I think we're the only house on that block that's living there. Our neighbor's last.
Okay.
The garage fell into our driveway a bit, and then the cladding on the house fell off.
Okay.
But other than that, it looks pretty
yes,
good. The streets
are insane. The person that's on CTV, how are the family dealing with it? Because our friends saying, oh no, there's still hope.
Pretty much.
Where's your friend?
She was in the bottom floor of the CTV building.
What was her name?
Faye Kennedy.
So that's her.
Same right person.
Really?
Because
Matt and Megan is, they're a good friend.
God,
so
it's a small world, isn't it?
Isn't it a small world? Yeah, and I just still think there's hope, but it's just,
And Wayne's boss's wife, Sue, her mum and dad, the police came around yesterday and confirmed they're dead, and they only go into town once a month. Went to the hospital for their appointment and thought, let's go into town and have a coffee.
Oh.
Oh no.
So she's just beside herself.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, and I'm too scared to even look at the list. I just don't.
Murray Wood's on the list.
Yeah.
Murray Wood is the guy who started Magnum Mac.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's why I knew that name, because I've been trying to tap
I couldn't believe it when I saw his name on the news today.
He's young too.
Oh, no.
He's what, early 40s or
30s? No, late 40s.
Okay.
Yeah, he's older than I am. But he had a lot to do with CTV. When he sold up Megan and Mac, he went into CTV.
And I've got a friend in CTV, in the language school, Leah Harker. I haven't cried yet, so I don't know how I'm going to respond.
We do cry in
English today,
Zeke. It's okay to cry.
But I met her about 10 years ago when she first came, well, about 3 months after she came from Romania. And somehow, through another person that knew me, they sent Leah to me to help her with, well, it was employment and stuff at the time. And I went to her house, well, where she was living at the time. And in a way, we fell in love with each other. And I met her in the most beautiful way. I went there at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and I got home at 3:30 in the morning.
You just clicked.
We clicked.
Yeah.
And we had the most incredible relationship for a long, long time. And it's continued, but as time's gone by, because she got more used to how to work in New Zealand, there's been, on my part, a kind of a sense of detachment because I knew she was all right, but I still deeply love her. And I was still visiting her and calling her and stuff like that. And on Tuesday morning, I had a doctor's appointment at the clinic on level 4 of CTV building. It was at 9 o'clock, the 9:15, so I went in there at 9. The lift went up to the third floor for a student to go out, opened the doors to let a student go out, and I saw Leah. Just so then I waved and I said, Leah, see you tomorrow! Because I was going to have tea with her on Wednesday night, and that was the last I saw of her. And I was out of the building by just after 9. Yeah, so, and then when I went out to Burnside area and I came back and I was at Salisbury Street, Montreal intersection when the earthquake struck, I was stopped at the lights and of course the car went everywhere.
It's scarier in there, all the glass has blown out all of the buildings.
Okay. On that street?
Okay. Yeah.
I know I saw it blow out, well, there was a glass, let's say veranda, which, say 3 or 4 people had just walked and had got past it and it fell down. And there was a building beside me, which I don't know what it looks like, because I couldn't see from the car, and I didn't really want to look, but I heard the most horrendous noise from that. And I just, well, I don't think it was a decision, it was instinct, and I just kept on driving along Salisbury Street with all the liquefaction coming through and the lumps in the road and what have you.